Com.
When the president ran for office, he said that by this year he would have brought down the cost of insurance for each family by $2,500 a family. Instead, it's gone up by that amount. The Congressional Budget Office has said it will cost $2,500 a year more than traditional insurance.
You keep your own insurance. You keep your own doctor. But it does say insurance companies can't jerk you around. They can't impose arbitrary lifetime limits. We've seen this model work really well in Massachusetts because Governor Romney did a good thing.
Okay, you're listening to America Tonight, and we're going to get into it right now, the presidential debates. The first one was this evening, and we would love to get your opinion on who won the debate at 855-266-5283. And joining us right now to give a complete analysis of this first presidential debate is Malcolm Outloud, national news and political commentator. Malcolm, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful.
So what do you think? What I've heard so far, lots of people are praising Mitt Romney's performance. What's your overall assessment of the first presidential debate?
Yeah, no question. It was a very big night for the Romney camp. As I said right along, he had tremendous potential, but that potential had to be showcased tonight. You know, a debate can swing the momentum of an election. It's done it before. And this is a pivotal time for this election. So I think that this first debate is out of the gate to showcase, you know, it's the first time Romney's been on the stage with the president, of course. So his opportunity, of course, to, well, to look presidential, number one, to have the facts and go head to head on, you know, policy by policy, which is really what he needs to do. And I think you've seen the governor do that tonight. He went ahead right and attacked the president right after his policies, discussed the policies point by point by point by point. And that's really what this election has to happen. You have to bring it all the way down, discuss, bring it out. And, you know, it's easy for an incumbent to hide behind a 30-second commercial on television. It's even easy for them to hide behind, you know, an ad or an interview, you know, a quick interview or something. Much more difficult to hide when you're out in the open and you have to look eye to eye, toe to toe with somebody, and you have 60 million people watching. A little more difficult to fudge, you see. And I think that showed up with Obama tonight. You've seen his body language. He was so uncomfortable. He kept staring down at his notes or sort of a blank stare and really seemed to not be in control of the conversation and the debate. And I was very surprised. I think we were all surprised that the president, who typically is a pretty good debater, was completely unprepared for this. And I think let his guard down tonight, let Romney back in the race big time.
Yeah, that's a very good assessment, Malcolm. I would agree with you. And again, we invite callers to chime in. If you watch the debate tonight, what's your opinion? 855-266-5283. So as far as surprising moments, were you surprised at Obama's demeanor as well as his, it seems to be, it was almost like he was sitting on his hands. He didn't want to engage Romney. He didn't seem to be prepared to do so.
Exactly. He gave the impression he did not want to be there. He gave the impression that, well, like the whole affair was beneath him, which really you cannot do in this setting. I mean, it comes across as a bit of arrogance, and that's exactly how some of that came off. Now, listen, for anybody, you know, for the independents and the others out there who really are teeter-tottering on this race and trying to decide, if you see some of the polls immediately after this, wow. I mean, they're in the 65-70% percentile. Absolutely agreed that Romney won this particular debate. And many of them were questioned and say, you know, people were asked, well, were you undecided before the debate? And they were. And are you settled now on a candidate? And they said, yes, we are. And in other words, this debate swung them all the way, the pendulum all the way over to Mitt Romney. Now that If you can do that in a debate, that is the most successful. And I think Mitt Romney, I don't think he could have done much more tonight other than have a quick one-liner, which, you know, the media would have been talking about for a couple of days. They've still got plenty to talk about here, my friend, and they're going to be talking about this for days now. This will keep the fire burning. I think you're going to see a different Obama, I'm going to tell you, in the next debate, in the next presidential debate. I think he's going to come more prepared. His people are going to be on top of this. And I don't think I'd be very surprised if you've seen, an Obama that is as unprepared as tonight in the next debate. And if that's the case, he might as well pack his suitcase and get the moving truck up to Pennsylvania Avenue, because there's no way he's going to be able to maintain this presidency with this kind of posture in these debates. It's not possible.
Let's talk about new ideas. Did you notice any new ideas that emerged during the debate on behalf of either of the candidates?
No, I don't think. And these debates typically don't. I don't think they really. If you look at the history of these, they don't bring out a lot of new ideas. But I think it is a major opportunity again to go point by point. I think there was substance in this debate, however. I think that the fact that Romney didn't just talk in circles, and he nailed down some of the policies and really came out and put the president on the spot and accused him of outright lying. If you listen to some of the lines, he said right out there, "Mr. President, that is not what I'm doing." And the president had no rebuttal for that. I mean, it sort of just dropped. So I think there wasn't really a confrontation. It went away. And that was a surprise. This was one of Mitt Romney's best debates that we've seen ever, even throughout the primary season. And they've both been through enough of these debates in their lifetime that they know what's at stake and they know how to handle it. Listen, I think when you come out of a debate like this, I always enjoy, if you turn on, I'm going to suggest to you, if you turn on television, which is all full of lies and deceit anyways, but if you quickly turn the stations from a CNN to a Fox to an MSNBC and an NBC, and you come right through all the stations, it is funny. I'm sure you've done that before. And you get a pretty good sense of what they're saying. The shocker for this debate is that most all of the stations were on the page that Mitt Romney had won this debate.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those that was close. That was a big surprise to me tonight for this debate. You don't see that often in debates like this. So that was a huge surprise.
Yeah, Malcolm, that surprised me as well. I mean, it seemed like even the more liberal networks out there that definitely had their analysts stacked with a lot of people in Obama's camp, they definitely
didn't know what to say. You could see them swallowing hard, right?
Exactly.
It was like gulp, and they said, "Well, we really don't like this." But they're having to defend an incumbent president who really did not look presidential. I mean, I don't know what the man was thinking. I don't think any of us expected him to turn in such a poor performance. You know, did you?
No, I did not. When we come back on the other side, Malcolm, he's going to stay with us. Malcolm Out Loud, national news and political commentator. We're going to continue to look at this first presidential debate and invite your calls, 855-266-5283. This is America Tonight.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My number one principle is there'll be no tax cut that adds to the deficit. I want to underline that. No tax cut that adds to the deficit. But I do want to reduce the burden being paid by middle-income Americans.
Governor Romney has a perspective that says if we cut taxes skewed towards the wealthy and roll back regulations, that we'll be better off. I've got a different view.
Critically acclaimed author and speaker Malcolm Out Loud is with us. He is a host of MalcolmOutLoud.tv. It's a weekly news magazine. And we're talking all about the first presidential debate. It's history now, and a lot of people are shocked at the president's performance. Mitt Romney seems to be the consensus winner. What's your thought at 855-266-5283? I understand the next presidential debate is going to use a different format, kind of a town hall type format. Do you think that that's going to help the president, or how do you think that will play out, Malcolm?
Yeah, well, yes, the town hall style, and actually some of the audience will be able to actually ask some of the questions, of course. So, you know, it brings up a good point, because tonight's moderator, Jim Lehrer from PBS, I think really completely lost control of this debate. I mean, you kind of feel sorry for him a couple of times, but, you know, he just didn't know what to do. You know, it always amazes me. I don't think a lot of Americans realize that there's a presidential debate committee that actually decides all of this with both political parties. What always surprises me about these debates is that they're always, in this case, every one of them is on a left-leaning station with a left-leaning moderator. And yet it seems, and I always am puzzled by that, as to why the Republican Party, the conservative movement, goes along with all that. And I don't think we really fully understand that. But, you know, I think sometimes that is showcased in these debates. I think tonight it didn't matter. It was washed out because the moderator was completely ineffective. he just didn't know what to do with any of it. There was, you know, the entire set of the debate was just kind of fell apart. You know, you get 2 minutes, and there isn't one of them that followed the 2 minutes.
I noticed
four,
that.
5, 6, 7, 8 minutes if they wanted, right?
Absolutely.
It was strange, actually, I thought. And I didn't quite get that. And I don't know. I think they just had a lot to say, and certainly Romney cut him off on many of occasions. And, you know, you can't blame him. I mean, he was shown a point of authority and a point of leadership, and he had something to say, and darn well he was going to say it. And so he got his rebuttal right in there, and you've seen the eyes roll. You see Jim's eyes roll, and it was like, oh, man, here we go again.
Yeah.
How do I stop And then how do you stop the President of the United States? You know, I mean, this is what are you going to do? You're right? I mean, what do you say?
Yeah,
the President, stop. You know, there's not much you can say at that point, is there?
No, you know? There isn't. Malcolm, certainly, you know, since the dawn of the presidential debates, going back to Kennedy and Nixon, and now, of course, up over the years, there have been many moments that we all remember, but we can't overlook the fact that this is a real visual medium. And, you know, I thought Romney, you know, with his red tie, his dress was better, in my opinion. It just
that's a good point. You bring up a great point, and I'll tell you what that is. In the case, we're looking again, we talked about body language when we first started this conversation, and the president's body language said a lot. We agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, when you take a look, you know what Romney's done very well? You have to remember now that these candidates study these previous debates to a T. They look at the, my God, they've looked at these tapes over the last several decades, all the way back, as you say, to Kennedy and Nixon. Absolutely. And they go back and they watch them and watch them. And one thing I'll say about Romney, and if you watch his debate and you watch his performances, he's gotten very good with his style. He's very stylistic. His facial gestures are priceless. And the way he comes across is absolutely priceless. You know, when you see, you know, how he moves on stage and you watch his face, and that says a lot. You know, I also want to tell you, there's one line he made tonight, which I thought the media should play on more. And I think it was an absolutely great line. And it was when Obama was talking about, again, this deficit. How is a president of any kind, and forget if you're an independent, a Democrat, Republican, when he ran in 08, one of the two big things that the two big points that he ran on his campaign, one was he was going to cut the deficit. You remember the speech when he said President Bush was unpatriotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a memorable speech. The other point was that he was going to stop the bickering and the partisanship in Washington. He was going to improve everything to get the atmosphere in a better light. My God, he hasn't got the first base on those two things. In fact, he ran in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things are so much worse off in those two categories. And as far as the deficit goes, he's added over $1 trillion every year. If he gets another term, we're talking in excess of $20 trillion with a debt to GDP that would be approaching 90%. Absolutely Europe-esque. But here's the line I think he said. When Obama was talking about the fact that, oh, well, I gave a plan to cut the deficit of $4 trillion to Congress and so on and so forth, Romney comes back and says, but Mr. President, you've been president for 4 years already. You know? Where the hell have you been?
Exactly. And
I mean,
it's really interesting, too, the fact that, you know, that Romney kept reminding Obama, too, about, you know, he's a businessman, he's run a business, and, you know, Obama has never done that. And it was,
I don't think Obama's ran a Boy Scout troop.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that, since I'm based here in suburban Boston, and Romney was governor here in Massachusetts, you know, I'm familiar with him, but one of the local commentators was saying here on a Boston affiliate station that it was Romney's job tonight to act as a CEO firing an employee.
You know what? That is a great. I like that. That is well said. I may use that in my out loud minute tonight, but that's good. And I'll tell you, he exactly accomplished that, don't you think?
Yeah, I really did. You know, he's had a tough few weeks. It has not been an easy road of late for Mitt Romney, but lots of people who are undecided and a lot of people who are, you know, in bad financial state, you know, 26 million unemployed folks. I mean, I can tell you personally and everybody
right.
else listening on the radio here.
You know, I have to tell you, these people who are undecided at this point, I got to tell you now, these two gentlemen are so far apart in their policies and they're so far apart in their thinking. This isn't one of those races. I think you might agree with me where, they're a little bit close. Wow, do I want to go to the left? Do I want to go? They're so close, I can't really decide. You know, if you're undecided at this point of the race, whatever your political affiliation is, you've got to be an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know. How can you be? How can anybody be undecided at this point of a race? Can you tell me?
It doesn't make sense to me, but let's see if someone calls in right now at 855-266-5283. Are you voting for Obama? Are you voting for Romney? Did the debate sway you tonight? 855-266-5283. Malcolm, tell us a little bit more about your weekly news magazine.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're in our third year. We just had a ball with it. And, again, I come from the corporate side of things and corporate boardrooms and stuff, 25 years. And I think to get on this side of it over the last 5 years has been a very interesting move for Malcolm. But, you know, to be able to call some of those people out and to be able to have them on the show. So we've had everybody from the presidential candidates, leading politicians to the CEO. And that's really what our news magazine is, to bring the decision makers and newsmakers to the camera, if you will, and that's really what it is. In fact, if you don't mind, I'll tell you right now, the current show we have right on, we just released, is on Harry Dent, a world economist, talking about our economy and what to expect in the next few years and in the immediate moment, which we're all trying to grasp what to expect with this economy. I don't think ever any of us expected to have a recession that would go on for 5 years.
No.
I mean, you know, this has been unbelievable. And we're all sort of looking around trying to figure, okay, when does this thing end? And this is part and parcel of the problem. Companies are not hiring. Mm-hmm. There's no confidence on the streets. People are just not inspired. They're putting off those plans. And I think you're sensing that. And this is why the jobs, this is why we're jobless. I mean, nobody really wants, when you don't have that confidence out there and you don't really know what's going on in the world politically, I think that leaves a sense of insecurity, don't you?
Absolutely. Malcolm, we want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Everybody visit MalcolmOutloud.tv. We'll do this again soon. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
We're going to step aside and then take calls, 855-266-5283. This is America Tonight.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Welcome back, everybody, to America Tonight. I'm Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, who's over in Ireland, and having some fun there, taking a couple of nights off and giving me the reins. I'm sitting here in the host chair. Matt Johnson, as usual, is sitting in master control at GCN in Minnesota, and it's that time. It's time for Nail the Score. So, Matt, come on board here, and since this is my first time doing this regular feature that you do every week with Kate, you're going to have to guide me through what we're doing here.
I'll hold your hand a little bit. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to roll out that old computer like we always do and have it select a game of the week for us, and you guys can call on in and give us what you think the score will be of that game. And so, without further ado, we'll pick the game here.
Ooh.
And with all the good games that are happening this week, it looks like it's going to be Denver at New England, the matchup of Brady versus Manning. And they have met already 12 times in their both very distinguished careers, and Brady leads 8-4. And so, Bob, who do you think will come out ahead?
Well, not because I'm from New England, but because I just have a gut feeling. I'm going to go for the hometown team. Definitely. I'll take the Patriots. How about yourself, Matt? Where are you leaning?
We need a score from you, though.
All right. So we'll give you the score. We're going to make the score 28-14 in favor of the Patriots.
All right. And I'm going to take the Patriots as well. I think I looked at the weather, and not that I work for the Weather Channel or anything, but it looks like it's going to be a little bit wet and rainy, so I think it's going to keep the scoring down. It'll be 24-20 New England.
Oh, a close one. We would love to hear from you folks out there, 855-266-5283. And once again, it's Denver at New England. It's your turn to nail the score, and Kate will be back on Sunday night post-game to announce the winner. Is that what's going to happen, Matt?
That is indeed what will happen. Since it's a Sunday afternoon game, we'll announce if someone does win. We had a winner in week one, and that was the first time we've had a winner that early ever. Usually it goes deep into the season, sometimes into the March Madness season. That's what happened last year. So hopefully this year we can get another winner. We'll send you out a prize pack that we have stuffed full of beautiful prizes. So call on in right now and give us your score.
Once again, the toll-free number anywhere in North America, 855-266-5283. The Denver Broncos facing off against the New England Patriots up here in New England this coming Sunday afternoon. What is your prediction on the score? It's nail the score here on America Tonight, 855-266-5283. And, Matt, that's very astute of you to look at the weather here, because you never can know what you're going to get in New England. We have an expression here that if you don't like the weather, wait a minute, because it changes that much.
I just actually found out right now that northern Minnesota right now is getting its first taste of snow, even though it was about 70 degrees this afternoon.
Wow.
That's what the weather's like here in the Midwest. It's a roller coaster.
Absolutely. Here in New England, we can have anywhere from 10 below zero to over 100 degrees. So it makes for some interesting times. We had a very mild winter here last winter, but I'm hoping for another one. But, Matt, I don't know if we're going to be lucky 2 years in a row. You had a pretty mild winter in Minnesota as well.
Yeah, I didn't have to bust out the snowblower hardly at all last year, and it was, I mean, pretty much brown the entire year. And normally, I mean, the year before, we got incredibly dumped on. I don't remember what our snow base was, but I mean, there was snow up to people's mailboxes. It seemed like every day we were getting a couple inches of snow. And then the last winter, it was basically a mild, I don't know, it was a very cool fall throughout the entire year, it seemed like.
Yeah, and it was a warm summer here. Many people had predicted after such a mild winter that we were going to have a lousy summer, but it actually turned out to be quite hot and quite a nice summer. So you never can tell what's going to happen weather-wise, but let's see if you can predict here the score of this Sunday's game. It's Denver facing off against New England, Manning versus Brady. On Brady's home turf, nail the score here on America Tonight, 855-266-5283. Everybody listening on our wealth of stations in New England here, we've got WICC, the great station out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, AM 600. We would love to hear from you folks, as well as all the people up in Maine, whether you're listening in Portland, Maine, or Presque Isle, Maine, or many of the other stations in the New England area. And certainly we'd love to hear from folks out in Colorado as well. 855-266-5283. Dr. E joins us from Kentucky. Thank you for dialing us up. How you doing there, Dr. E?
I'm doing good.
So what's your prediction here on the game, Denver at New England? We want you to nail the score. What's it going to be?
Denver, who's the teams again now?
It's Denver facing off against the New England Patriots in New England.
Oh, New England, 24-20.
24-20 in favor of New England. Very close to producer Matt's prediction, but we'll put you down for that. Excellent. Did you see the presidential debate?
No, sir. I'm just off work. I'm kind of surprised Kate didn't answer the phone.
Well, Kate's taking a very deserved time off. She's over in Ireland, as you've been listening, broadcasting from the last for the last few days, and she's taken a couple of days off and handing the reins over to me, and I have to fill her big shoes here, but I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah, well, see, up here in Kentucky, we lost the station, so I just kind of know when to call in, so I didn't know.
Great.
How does the people feel how the debate go? I haven't heard anything about that. Did Romney come out good or Obama?
So far, the consensus is pretty much across the board that that Romney came out really good and Obama did not have a good night, so surprised a lot of people. So it'll be interesting to see how it's reported, but that's at least the initial reports. But thank you for calling in, and we've got you down here for the score. Let's jump to Paul, who joins us in Illinois. Paul, you're on America Tonight, playing Nail the Score with myself and producer Matt Johnson. How you doing there, Paul?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
What do you think here? This is a pretty good matchup. It's Manning versus Grady, Denver at New England. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. It's an absolutely excellent matchup. I just love these two teams going at it together. I got to say, though, I'm a longtime Peyton Manning fan. He's just a guy that seems to exploit every offensive facet of the game, and I just love that about him. So I'm going to go out on a limb, I guess you might say, and I'm going to say Denver 31 and in New England 27.
Close game, but a very good call there. You know, I'm glad to see somebody chiming in on the Denver side of the fence. And how about the presidential debate? Did you see that? Did you catch any of it?
I wish I had, but I work second shift, so I did miss it. But I'm going to go home now and catch it on the news and see what they had to say about it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks so much for calling in and playing Nail the Score. Let's move to our next caller at 855-266-5283. And Matt, once again, we've got Dale joining us in Illinois. Dale, welcome to America Tonight. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for filling in for Kate. Maybe it'll change my luck on Nail the Score.
You never can tell.
I've been very successful before.
Well, let's hope that works for you, Dale. So what do you think?
Good.
Denver at New England.
New England 30, Denver 14.
Ooh, kind of a blowout there. That sounds good. And how about yourself? Did you catch any of the presidential debate?
No, I did not. I've heard several commentaries. They felt that Governor Romney did a better job tonight.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus so far. Yeah, definitely.
Seems to be very important for him, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, we got you down for Nail the Score. Thanks for calling in. 855-266-5283. It's that simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 855-266-5283. We want you to pick the score of an upcoming NFL game and the Magic Computer. And I've seen this computer. It's a huge computer. I don't know. It dates back quite a ways, but it does a good job in...
It always hurts my back when I have to pull it out of the closet.
Yeah, you finally got some casters on that thing, but boy, it's you know, it definitely does a good job, but it's a heavy duty. It's the kind of computer that they used to have in the Pentagon years ago, those kind of like big banks of computers. But it has chosen Denver at New England, and so far we've had a lot of people chiming in for New England. Only one vote so far for the Denver Broncos. How about you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. A cool prize awaits you if you can nail the score It's Denver at New England this Sunday, 855-266-5283. America Tonight continues after these messages. Don't go away.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney tonight on America Tonight, and we're having fun. Kate does this at a scheduled time. I went a little bit past that time, so hopefully we'll get more people calling in. We've got some open lines, 855-266-5283. Nail the score, and the computer that Matt has to get out of that storage closet. The big, huge, giant computer has spit out Denver at New England. Both teams have the same record, 2-2. This is a mighty matchup of two great quarterbacks, Manning and Brady. We want you to call in and predict the winner of the game and the score of the game, and then Kate is going to reward you with a very cool prize package. And I've heard about these prize packages. They are very, very cool stuff. I hear Kate gives out some of the best gifts here on the network. 855-266-5283. Dale joins us in Missouri. Dave, welcome to America Tonight. How you doing there, Dave?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. So what do you think here? This is a classic matchup of two quarterbacks. Brady has the advantage in the series. But what's going to happen this time around when the Broncos visit the Patriots this coming Sunday? What's your prediction, Dave?
I'm thinking Peyton's got something to prove. It's going to be 2013 Denver.
2013 Denver. Okay, so there's another vote for the Broncos. Excellent. And, Dave, just polling you on the political stuff, did you catch any of the debate?
Nope, I've been working all night.
I know the feeling, definitely. All right, well, thanks for calling in. 855-266-5283. Nail the Score is the name of the game here that Kate plays with you each and every week along with producer Matt Johnson. The computer picks the matchup, and this time it picked a really good game, Denver at New England. Both teams come in again with a 2-win, 2-loss record, 2-2 on the year. Manning versus Brady, who is going to win? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and Matt is keeping track of all of the callers here tonight, and when Kate gets back, we'll have a winner. Luke is in Illinois. Luke, welcome to America Tonight. How you doing there, Luke?
I'm doing real good.
So what do you think here? Put on your prognostication hat. Who's going to take home the victory on Sunday when it's Denver at New England?
I like the Patriots.
Okay, the Patriots. And what do you predict score-wise? Nail the score here.
24-17.
All right, we got you down. Thanks for calling in. Ted joins us listening on WICC, the Mighty 600 in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thanks for calling in, Ted. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for dialing in to Nail the Score. What do you think? It's Denver at New England, up in New England in Foxborough. What do you predict? Who's going to win and nail the score for us?
I'm going to go with New England, 26, Denver, 19.
Pretty close game, 26-19. Okay, we got you down for that. And, Ted, have you been working all night, or did you get an opportunity to check out the first presidential debate?
No, I did watch about 80% of the debate, and I thought Romney was a definite winner.
Yeah. I would agree with you 100%. Have you already made up who you're voting for?
Pretty much Romney after seeing the debate today.
So
he was well controlled.
Yeah, I mean,
talking about.
I'm in Massachusetts, so I mean, he was a good governor here. There's a lot of miscommunication about him. I find out there. I was talking to a friend of mine in Las Vegas who, you know, thinks he's only for the wealthy, but. Who are we kidding? All of these politicians are way wealthier than any of us. So.
Well, I think we need someone with some good business background, and he also ran the state.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of administrative experience.
You got it, and that's something that Obama definitely doesn't have. And with 26 million people unemployed, and that's just the ones we know about, something's got to give one way or the other. But thanks for playing Nail the Score, and keep listening on that great radio station, WICC in Bridgeport.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 855-266-5283. We are playing Nail the Score. This is fun. I like this. It's Denver at New England. The computer has chosen it. Neither producer Matt Johnson or Kate or myself had anything to do with this. The computer spits it out every week, and poor Matt has to get it out of the closet and fire it up. But it's one of those big units. So remember when computers were really large? Remember, you know, when you would see pictures of like the Pentagon or the Internal Revenue Service, and they have these like cabinet-like computers? That's the kind of computer that Matt has to deal with every week. So give us a call, 855-266-5283. Nail the Score is what we're doing. It's a great game coming up this Sunday here in New England. Denver at New England. Both teams come in with equal records. Both great quarterbacks. Manning versus Mr. Brady himself. And Brady holds the advantage over the years here in playing the Denver Broncos. He's beat them 8 times, but will he do it this Sunday? That's the question. 855-266-5283. If you nail the score, you're going to get a very cool prize from Kate Delaney. Maybe she'll even bring something back from the Emerald Isle. She's over visiting Ireland right now, and I wouldn't be surprised. Kate is a really great lady, and she's probably collecting prizes for her listeners as we speak. With the time difference, it's morning there. She's probably already out doing her shopping. The telephone number is 855-266-5283. We want you to nail the score. The Denver Broncos at the New England Patriots. Does that home field advantage make a difference? Certainly when they play in Denver, you always have to take into consideration the Denver Mile High conditions, the Mile High Stadium. Here in New England, the weather can be fickle. Matt, very astutely, has looked up the weather here in New England for Sunday. We may get a little bit of rain, but at least no snow in sight. What's your prediction? 855-266-5283. Nail the score is what we're doing. We do it each and every week in this hour of the broadcast. 855-266-5283. We've had votes on both sides of the equation, but so far I'd say more Patriots fans have called in, or more folks predicting the Patriots to win than Broncos. But perhaps you will be the winner picking the Broncos. You can nail the score by calling 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'm going to be joining you once again tomorrow night here on the broadcast, and we're going to be having lots more fun. I've got a variety of guests lined up, and also we're going to be doing a number of open hours of callers, because there's nothing better than being on the radio talking with you people out there right now on the other side of the radio. I've been on the radio every day part imaginable. I've never worked in any other field but radio. I started when I was in college. There isn't any hour of the day that I haven't been on the air. In the whole 24 hours of the day, I can tell you my favorite time to do a talk show is this time, because the coolest people are up at this time of the night. Whether you're coming off a third shift, whether you're working right now and listening to the broadcast, or whether you're, you know, part of the new world of 24-hour businesses, lots of people definitely work long hours and work from home. And I know some people that have to start their commute into the city at this time of the day, believe it or not. But we want to thank you very much for playing Nail the Score. If you want to get a last-minute vote in, 855-266-5283. That's going to do it for this hour of America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121.